This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Shime, that lead on Friday may have landed somewhere outside of the drop zone. Missed the mark a little bit on that one, as Rory McIlroy did indeed get himself a career grand slam in stunning fashion yesterday at Augusta.
Yeah, so. But he also absolutely imploded. He did exactly what I thought he would do.
It actually is worse when you go back and listen to it a second time. Like, the fact that you keep telling people, go back and listen, because you were actually right, I don't
The whole impetus of my lead was I love rooting against him because he's a dink.
That was the beginning of your lead. The real point of my lead. The point of your lead was that he was never going to complete the Grand Slam. That was really the emphasis at the end.
That was tacked on at the end, exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you were just a little bit outside on that one, Chai.
Oh, no. Did everybody in here bet on Rory McIlroy? I don't think so. So stop. Relax.
Granny winner. Him and five other dudes.
Good for him.
I mean,
Tiger. I bet Tiger's one of them dudes.
Tiger has the career Grand Slam, as Curtis pointed out during his lead. He's done Rory better on that, though. Did it all in a calendar year. So.
That's impressive.
Does Scheffler have it?
No.
He's only won the Masters.
Okay. No. So who else?
It's Gene Sarazen.
Yeah. Jack.
Gary Player.
Gary Player, yes.
Tiger.
And Jack. So yep. Gene Sarazen, Gary Player, Tiger, Jack.
Rory. And then there's one other one.
It's probably like Ben Hogan or somebody
that. It might be Ben Hogan. That's exactly who I think it is.
Yeah. So
it's impressive. It's impressive company.
Very, very impressive. But Shime's rebound this morning was that Rory McIlroy didn't win the Masters. Everybody else
lost
the Masters.
The way Rory won the Masters would have been like if Tom Brady threw a pick on the 1 yard line to win the Super Bowl, and then all of a sudden the defense immediately got it back and scored for him. Like, I mean, that's how Rory won yesterday.
Justin Rose shot a 66 yesterday.
Yeah, to get himself into the playoffs. Rory could have avoided a playoff altogether, entirely. He could have run away with this thing, and instead, like you said, he put one in the good old creek. And then he bogeys 18 on a 7-foot putt?
What was the leaderboard entering Sunday? Where was Rose? How many shots back was he?
Oh, so he was
seven shots back. Because Rory started the day at 12. Rose started the day at 5.
DeChambeau was at 10.
Right. So if you want to use Scheim's side, you could say he went to a playoff with a guy he was 7 strokes clear of at the start of the day.
But why do we really want to go to Scheim's side, Curtis? Like, really? Like, let's take it as a win.
So Rory was the Patriots and everybody else was the Seahawks.
I mean, I appreciate the analogy.
No, it's the other way around. Really,
because you said he won a Super Bowl on a quarterback and a coach making a horrible decision on the 1 yard line.
No. I'm saying, like, He made a bad decision, and then he got bailed out. The Patriots didn't get lucky. You see what I'm saying?
You don't think
Rory
they got lucky that they didn't
either.
I mean, they certainly.
I mean, he did.
Bryson collapsed, certainly.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
But that's on him. That's not what allowed Rory McIlroy to hit those incredible shots at 15 and 17.
Or double bogeyed three of the final five.
Okay, but the approach that he hit on the playoff hole to 3 feet was extraordinary.
And Justin Rose didn't make a shot.
But that's on Justin Rose, not on Rory. Right.
It goes both ways. Like, he has to have Justin Rose not make an approach shot
He hit a phenomenal approach shot as well.
The whole point is he could have completely avoided the playoff. Like, that's the thing.
Okay,
he
so then everybody that's
imploded.
Beat Rory before, they didn't win it. Rory just lost it.
No, there's... Courtney, you're missing the point.
You're
very much missing the point. The whole point is he could have run away with this. He was up by like 5 strokes with 6 holes left to play, and he blew it. He blew a massive lead, and then got lucky that he made one shot in a playoff.
Who was leading going into the hole 18? Isn't that the last
Rory?
All right, so. Isn't he leading? You make it sound like
but
that.
But he didn't win.
But you make it sound like
in the first 18.
No,
he had to
but
go
you,
to
make,
a playoff.
You make
That's
it sound like the last 18 hole, like the, you know how the last hole that he misses it. He misses the shot, and the other guy, if he misses it, Rory wins.
I mean, under pressure situations, now granted, the guy has done something that only 5 others have ever done. So under. Intense pressure situations, which is the majors, he's had success. He has choked. And Scheim was, your lead Friday was that he's going to do it again. I mean, did he start off, you know, he butchered number one yesterday to start the round. And so there you were thinking, all right, he's going to choke again. But he overcame that.
But he didn't overcome it. He got lucky. Nobody else stepped up and took it from him. Like, he blew it on Sunday. One over on Sunday at the Masters shouldn't result in a win. It shouldn't.
I feel like, and I could be wrong, Courtney, you know better than I do. A choke job is when you win because somebody missed the putt at the end.
Like last year at the U.S. Open,
losing.
He choked.
No,
is, like
is you know being how- up, being up. What was the most? 4. He was up 4 strokes.
Yes.
Okay, so being up 4 strokes and ultimately losing it, that's when you can call it a choke
and
job.
Getting
to
lucky.
Actually win it at the end, regardless of how many strokes, it fluctuated.
Right.
He was up 4, then he was like tied at 11 under.
And getting lucky would mean that somebody else missed the putt that allowed him to win.
This is Tyler from Eastie, Wiggy's second hometown. Hey, Tyler.
Shime, I think I disagree with a lot of your takes, but this one just I don't know what you're talking about here, man. I think you're just like trying to disagree with people to make it seem like you're smart. I mean, Rory.
Everybody's calling me dumb. Why would I think I'm trying to make myself sound smart? That's stupid.
Because I think you're just trying to be like the person who has this, like the opinion that no one else has, just to make it seem like you have a different opinion just for the sake of it.
No, I said it on Friday. I hate Rory because I think people ball wash him. They glaze him constantly, and it's stupid, and he doesn't deserve it.
How many times did he mess up this week, and then what did he do immediately afterwards? He hit it to 2 feet on a playoff hole.
Good for him. He bogeyed 18. He bogeyed or double bogeyed 3 of the last 5 holes, dude. Like, what are you talking about?
He birdied it 5 minutes later under more
pressure. Good for him. He shouldn't have been in the playoff. This is what I'm talking about. You morons are like, hey, well, he still won. Like, he shouldn't have been in the playoff. That's the whole point. He's not actually great. It's because there's nobody else around him that was there to just take it.
So how did he get in the playoff?
He gave it away.
If he shouldn't have been there, how'd he get in?
He made it. To say that nobody stepped up to the plate to give him a run for his money, like, I think Rose played pretty hard.
No, he did.
And the emotion
he started the day 6 strokes back. That's the point.
He should have made the putt on 18, and there should not have been a playoff.
100%.
And how many times have you been in that situation? Like, everybody's...
I'm not a professional athlete. I'm never in that situation.
But every PGA player or LIV player could say the same thing. I should have made that putt. That's the game of golf. So, like, to sit here and take a victory lap saying that he's never going to have a career grand slam when he did on Monday, just come in, take the L.
It sounds like he...
there's nothing to take the L for.
Oh,
he has the career grand slam, Courtney, and yet he didn't, like, that's the thing. He didn't win the tournament. He played to not lose and got lucky.
No, but he did win.
Courtney, he did. He bogeyed 18. Courtney, that's the whole point.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It sounds like he built himself enough of a lead, even though that he choked a little bit towards the end, he still had enough cushion to win.
So I mean, Wiggy doesn't play the game, doesn't watch the game, and knows more about it than Shai. That's what we've learned. Courtney.
This is Travis from Providence, Rhode Island. Hey, Travis.
Hey, guys. Hey, this might be an unpopular opinion, but I'm agree with Shai on this one. I was rooting for Rory to lose all day long, and he definitely choked. He's lucky that Justin Rose missed that birdie putt. Rose should have made that birdie putt on the playoff hole to go to 17. And then after that, it was all over because Rose was just on fire all day long.
Yeah.
So Rose choked then. That's what it sounded like.
He played pretty well.
That's what
no, Rose
saying.
Did not choke. He had a great day to get himself into a playoff.
The college has said he missed a shot at one of the playoff rounds.
Yes.
And it seems like Rory built
just one playoff hole.
The one playoff hole, Wiggy. You didn't watch a single hole
of
the
Masters. I mean, you guys are not doing a good job of explaining
it. Well, it should be our job to explain something that was watched by our entire listening audience.
Well, I guess what? I don't watch golf. You should be able to explain it to me.
Too busy watching Pinky Blinders.
That's right.
You were watching Love is in the Air.
No, Pinky Blinders, you're right.
Or Pop the Balloon.
Some reality show. Pinky. That's all you watch.
They ruined Pop the Balloon because they put it on Netflix.
I will say it in Rory's defense, that shot on the playoff hole, after you gag with the putt to win the tournament, where Jim Nantz had to redo the whole line. Everybody was ready. His wife's there. Everybody's ready to anoint him. The official Grand Slam has been completed. And you missed that putt, which, oh, my God. If I'm Rory, I am peeing my pants.
Yeah, and the drive, his drive on the playoff hole, striped it down the middle, outdrove Rose.
And then so Rose is on the green.
Yes.
He's already on the green.
With a great shot.
Right. You're in the playoff, and you know if you don't stick this, you're likely going to lose after having that tournament. And to hit that shot in that spot was next level. I mean, that was an incredible approach on the playoff hole.
This is Joe in the car. Hey, Joe.
What's up, guys?
What's up?
Shime, I don't know, but I was going to agree with you, but just imagine if Rory did lose that yesterday, what this guy would have been. I don't think this guy, his golfing career, I think would have been, I don't think this guy would have won another tournament because he did choke. He did choke, I thought. He shouldn't have, that should, but you gotta give the kid credit because, like the last caller said, for him to choke on that 18th hole to win it, that you and I, and even for a guy like Wiggy who doesn't play the game, he could have hit that. That was only like
it was like a 3-footer or whatever. He did. But he went on to win. It's irrelevant. Shine has spent the morning. He's trying to justify his lead, and unfortunately, it's not hitting.
But it's absolutely hitting. He was. But hold on. The 2 points of my lead were he's a choke artist and he's a douche.
And he's never going to complete the Grand Slam.
Okay, so three parts. So I was right on two of three accounts. I guess that's a pretty good hit rate because he was a douche all day and afterward, and he choked it away.
Who did you wager on?
I wagered on Scottie Scheffler.
Okay. Can I get real quickly to Woodshine Bennett?
Please.
New feature.
Ooh, I like this. I bet on a lot of things, Greg.
New feature on this show.
Okay, let me hear it.
A startup in Los Angeles is launching the first ever sperm racing league. And so they're doing this to draw attention to male fertility. And so on April 25th, at the Hollywood Palladium Theater on Sunset Boulevard, they have built a microscopic racetrack so that guys can go head-to-head and figure out who has the fastest swimmers. Would you wager on it, Chime?
I need to know some more about the logistics, think. How can they
The new league will have everything that other sports have, including press conferences, weigh-ins, play-by-play commentary, and wagering. You'll be able to pick your favorites and bet on the winners.
Okay.
Does it go in a cup and then the cup is...
I don't know the logistics of it.
Yeah, so that's, and I guess that's my issue because, like, I feel like, I don't know... There's a lot of things I could say that I can't say on the radio,
right.
And so I guess I would have a lot of questions. I would need to answer some questions before before I consider betting on it.
So the first race will feature competitors from UCLA and USC, across sperm rivalry, but they hope to eventually get celebrities. To participate.
Wow. Interesting.
I would put my money on the Pokemon collectors because they're probably the quickest and the fastest. So that's what I'm trying to
say. I was going to put my money on Nick Cannon or maybe Antonio Brown or
Antonio Cromartie.
Or Tyreek Hill.
Oh, they have some good swimmers.
Yes.
Yeah, they do have some strong swimmers there. So they have the Michael Phelps of sperm.
That's probably who I would want to put my money on.
Yeah. Right. So you would or would not wager on it?
With a little bit more information, I'm borderline yes at the moment.
All right. Well, April 25th is when that starts. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.